It's good that I've decided to move out. For the best. These heart hiccups are not sustainable in the long term. Not to my mental or cardiovascular health. I'm only a humble beginner at this whole pining thing. But I can safely state that living with some guy you used to hate and somehow ended up slipping in love with is not a wise move. Trust me, I have a doctorate. In a totally unrelated field, but still. You know what is good about the pining? The constant nervous energy. It has me looking at the pile of dishes and thinking that cleaning the kitchen could be a fun activity. When Liam enters the room, I'm riding the unexpected urge to load the dishwasher as far as it will carry me. I glance up at him, notice the way he nearly fills the doorframe, and order my heart not to hiccup. It does it anyway. He even adds a flip for good measure. My heart's a jackass. You're probably wondering if a sniper is forcing me to do the dishes at gunpoint. I beam at Liam, without really expecting him to smile back, because Liam, he's next to impossible to read. But I've long stopped trying to see his amusement, and I just let myself feel it. It's nice and warm, and I want to bathe in it. I want to make him shake his head and say Mara in that tone of his and laugh against his better judgment. I want to push up on my toes, reach out to fix the dark strand of hair on his forehead, burrow into his chest to smell the clean, delicious smell of his skin. But I doubt he wants any of that. So I turn back to rinse a cereal bowl hiding under the colander.
I figured you were being mind-controlled by those parasitic spores we saw on that documentary.
His voice is low, rich. I will miss it so, so much. Those were barnacles. See, I knew you fell asleep halfway. I stop, because all of a sudden, Liam is not just standing behind me. I'm being crowded against the sink, the edge of the counter pressed into my hip bones, and there's a tall wall of heat flat against my back. Oh my God. Is he? Did he trip? He must have tripped. This is an accident. Liam?
This okay, Mara?
He asks, but he doesn't move away. He stays right where he is, front pressed against my back, hands against the counter on each side of my hips, and is this some kind of lucid dream? Is this a heart hiccup-generated cardiovascular event? Is my brain converting my most shameful nighttime fantasies into hallucinations? Liam? I whimper, because he is nuzzling my hair right above my temple with his nose and maybe even his mouth, and it seems deliberate, very much not an accident. Is he? No, no, surely not. I feel his lips at my temple, warm and reassuring.
Everything's okay, Mara.